You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonsalves here with SBS On The Money from the SBS Newsroom for this Friday, the 25th of September 2020. It is your 10-minute daily business and finance news wrap. Bank shares have gone through the roof today because of changes to responsible lending rules. Westpac really drove the gains. Westpac up 7.4% today, followed by NAB 6.9% stronger, ANZ 6.3% firmer, and the Commonwealth lagging a little bit, up 3%. The new rules will put the onus of responsibility on the borrower, meaning the banks will take at face value the information like expenses brought to them when people apply for a loan. So these changes are yet to be legislated and are designed to speed up loan applications, especially in this environment. For more, here is Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, who says consumers will still be protected.
Well, the key point is that consumer protection will stay in place. So the government has made a number of changes, whether it's the best interest duty for mortgage brokers, whether it's the design and distribution obligations, whether it's the product intervention power, whether it's the establishment of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. These are all in place to enhance consumer protections. Now, the flow of credit is going to be absolutely critical to our economic recovery. It's going to be important in the housing sector. It's going to be important in the retail sector. It's going to be important in the tourism sector. But our current regulatory framework with respect to lending is not fit for purpose. It's become overly prescriptive. It's become increasingly costly. It's become increasingly complex. And responsible lending has become restrictive lending. And the governor of the Reserve Bank has pointed out that banks have become now risk-averse to the point that they don't want to make loans that they fear may be going bad.
But consumer advocates are worried. Earlier, Sarah Dowling spoke with the CEO of Choice, Alan Kirkland.
Alan, there's quite a lot of debate today over this shock announcement, really, by the Treasurer overnight that there'll be reforms to these credit lending laws. What's your reaction?
We are absolutely stunned that the government has forgotten the lessons of the Royal Commission so quickly. The current law reflects community expectations that banks will be responsible when they lend you money. And to think that we would wind them back now as we face into an economic crisis is simply unbelievable.
So from the perspective of someone who wants to get a loan, how will this change the process of applying for a loan?
What this means is if you apply for a loan after these laws go through, all of the risk will be on you. The banks will be absolved of all responsibility for verifying whether you're likely to be able to repay a loan. And that's really important, that obligation they have at the moment, because lots of loans and credit products like credit cards are really hard for most people to understand. And the banks are in a much better position to work out whether a loan's right for you than most ordinary people could possibly work out.
Do you think we'll see an increase in financial hardship as a result of this?
We are very worried that if these changes go through, we'll see people saddled with debt they simply can't afford to repay. That's going to see more people in default, more people with debts that just continue to rack up because they're not able to make the necessary repayments. And lots of people are going to be left in a much worse situation when they're already kind of struggling in the context of an economic crisis.
Sarah Dowling there speaking with Choice CEO Alan Kirkland. Well, as I mentioned, investors did like the news. And for more on that, along with all the day's market action, I spoke earlier with Scott Phillips from the Motley Fool. Scott, new changes to responsible lending rules for the banks. How did the sector react on the share market?
Ricardo, it's always, you can tell the impact of a regulation change by the share price, and certainly the banks were very, very high today. In fact, at one point during the afternoon, they were up by three times the market increase, about 3.3% at one point when the market was up 1.1. Tells you everything you need to know, including that Westpac was up 6.6%. Looser lending rules, in theory, means more profit for the banks.
How did that influence the overall market?
Yeah, fair to say, look, without that bank share price increase, I doubt the market would be in the green today. Despite some positive leads from the US overnight, the banks are such a big part of our market, somewhere between a third and 40%, depending on how you measure it. And so when they're doing that well, as I said, up three times the rate of the market, the simple algebra tells you the rest of the market would have been effectively flat, if not down, without the banks today.
and the retail rent war has resurfaced?
It really has. Solly Lew doesn't miss an opportunity, does he? They say never waste a crisis. Solly's been banging on about this for a while. Of course, he's the chairman of Premier Investments, Just Jean Smingle, Peter Alexander and the like. He certainly went to town, has been going to town for a long time now, using COVID as an excuse, probably not an unreasonable excuse, but an excuse nonetheless to whack the landlords one more time and say he wants some lower rents.
Scott Phillips there from the Motley Fool, and the S&P ASX 200 finished the session up 1.51% or 89 points to 5,964. It wasn't just the big four banks doing really well. The smaller banks did particularly well too. The Bank of Queensland up 2.8% on the back of that banking news. Bendigo and Adelaide Bank up 4.8%. Even Suncorp up 1.8%. And some of those listed mortgage brokers like Mortgage Choice, they rose. Mortgage Choice up by 9%. Property stocks also doing well today on the back of the news. Mirvac up 3.3%, although we saw some of that offset by declines in the healthcare sector, the likes of Cochlear and Ramsay Health declining today. And the Australian dollar at the close of the market trade, 70.65 US cents. And I'll leave you with just one other piece of news today. We also saw a cut to unemployment support payments. The coronavirus supplement reduces from $550 per fortnight to $250. And then from Monday, the JobKeeper payment falls from $1,500 to $1,200 a fortnight. That is SBS On The Money for this Friday and for this week. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter at Business Ricardo. I'll see you soon.